KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
Okay. I put on the wrong set of headphones, and I went to go turn on my headphones, and they did. Anyway, welcome back into ABQ Connect. Here, let me fix those for you. Just hand them over here, Lori. Lori Green Westlake is in studio with us, and the name may sound familiar if you're a regular listener to ABQ Connect, because Lori is the community marketing manager.
That's right, marketing. Communicate Marcom is the buzzword.
Okay.
There. Manager of Marcom.
At Faith Comes by Hearing, which, by the way, here in Albuquerque, many of the people in the church community are very aware of Faith mm-hmm. Comes by Hearing. And we've said it before, there's a lot of people that don't realize the scope of what's done there. What a great work that's done.
It's almost like the prophet not being welcomed right. in his own hometown. She's like, oh, that's just that little tape lending library. But
it's huge.
We're very global. We're very huge.
Well, and I'm sure a lot of that experience is what's gone into the work you've done as an author, as a speaker.
Yes.
And if you're doing all that and doing all the stuff that gets done at Faith Comes by Hearing, that has to make you a little bit of a workaholic.
I'm very much a workaholic, and I don't sleep, which is not something I'm saying that I'm proud of, because we all need rest. But there's just so much going on in the world today.
Yeah.
There's so much opportunity. And my spirit, and which is connected to my brain sometimes, there's sometimes a disconnect, but everything inside of me says now, 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 work, work, work. The days are short. The night is coming. And I'm not setting dates.
There's work to be done, though.
Oh,
he gave us the signs of the times. I mean, now when I say we're in the last days, when I think of that, I think of like the day of Pentecost until he comes.
Yeah.
And
he said that.
And right. We're there.
Well, yeah.
But the signs of the times, and there's not much left on the prophetic calendar, right? Except
that's
for
right.
his return.
That's right. And that's one of the things about Faith Comes by Hearing. Now, we're not theological. We just provide God's pure word. We do no commentary, no expositing, no exegesis. So we just provide God's.
You deliver the good news.
Yeah, in the language.
Verbatim.
And in audio,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But the thing is that, so we know this at Faith Comes by Hearing. You know this. Your audience probably knows this, but let's say it anyway. The Lord Jesus said, my word shall go to the ends of the earth, and then the end will come. Well, Faith Comes by Hearing is taking God's word to the ends of the earth as the last people groups, as the last language groups on earth are finally receiving God's word in a format, audio, that they can understand, because 70% of the world's population prefers not to read or cannot read. So we work in a coalition with translating ministries, some really big mm-hmm. funders in the Christian world, and we're all together saying, let's fulfill the Great Commission, because the technology, the information, and the scope and the motivation are in our hands right now. So we could be the generation to fulfill. So when you look at that, and Jesus saying, my word shall go to the ends of the earth, and then the end will come, that's one of those big signs you mentioned.
Yeah, and not only, you know, let's fulfill, let's obey. I mean, we were told to go out and share the, and you know, it wasn't okay. You are the one that it's going to go share the gospel with someone.
Mm-hmm.
It's if we're a believer, mm-hmm. It's something we're called to do. Now let me kind of give you the landscape of bringing Lori back into studio. When she was here with Faith Comes by Hearing, she had mentioned a podcast that she does. It's called She Heard. And Lori, what brought this about?
Well, I have been a chronic blogger for a long time. And as you mentioned, I'm an author. I just had a Bible study released last summer. I want women to embrace and understand their true biblical roles. And, oh my gosh, I see women, a lot of women in the church today, and in my early years when I had younger children, playing the role of protector to a degree of their families and their marriages, but they were doing it in a foxhole without getting on the battlefield. Mm. And this has been a passion of mine, to teach women to be brave, to walk in their original God-designed roles of an ezer, which is the Hebrew word that the Lord used when he's told Adam, I'm going to make you a helper.
Right.
And so in all of this, in writing and doing these Bible studies and even writing fiction, I have three fiction books out that allude to a woman being brave and courageous, being more than an assistant to whatever's going on in the spiritual world. So my daughter came to me and said, Mom, these things are great. Your writing is great. Your books are great. Everything is great, but you need to do a podcast. Well, I blew her off for about 7 months. And she just kept saying, I really think a podcast is the way for you to go. I think you'll reach a younger audience.
But don't you love it, Lori, when someone comes up to you and says, you need?
Yeah. You know what? Here's the deal. At work, when anyone on my team, I have 14 team members, and any time any of them go, you know what? You ought to. I go, hey, yeah, you just got to sign that very product. Project, because if you think it, you need to do it right.
Actually, I've heard Pastor Skip Heitzig say that over the years, where people will come up and say, you know what would be a great ministry?
And he goes,
and he said, you know, I think you're probably well equipped to do that. You should go for it.
Yeah.
I love that about him and about you. About,
yeah. Well, if God gave you the idea, he's calling you to do it. See, that's the thing. Is we have, and I'm talking general, and I know there's a lot of brave people out there, and there's a lot of people listening who do courageous things. But we have a generation, maybe here in first world or in Western world communities, a generation of sometimes whiny, sometimes weak, sometimes it's easier not to engage Christians.
It sounds to me like you're asking women to read Joshua saying, be strong and courageous.
Amen.
And not just think he's talking to the guys.
Absolutely. You nailed it. You nailed it. Because there, we have a powerful, powerful role. So let me tell you, on the podcast, we are attracting younger women. And I've actually had contact from several that are like, I've got questions about a woman's role in the church, or can we email back and forth? Can you meet me for coffee? I'm not kidding. It's just been amazing. It's an amazing platform that is safe, because people can listen to you, make a determination about what you're saying, and then decide if they want more. Whereas a face-to-face meeting, I think my daughter was on to something. But what you just alluded to, for women to know that they can be brave and courageous. Can I talk a minute about the ezer word, or do we have break time?
Let's go to a break.
Okay.
And we'll come back. And that's exactly, I love it's cliffhanger. Now we've got them through the break.
Yes.
We're going to take a quick break.
Tune back in.
And when we come back, what are we going to talk about?
Ezer.
All right. That's after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Lori Green Westlake is our guest today. And as we mentioned, Lori has been working at Faith Comes by Hearing for quite some time. That's how we met, as she came in studio to talk about the ministry there. But when she was here last time, let me know that she's an author, a speaker, and a blogger, and now a podcaster. And we left off at the end of the last segment teasing that the next topic would be ezer.
Ezer, yeah. The word is something I studied, and it has come to really build the entire platform. Everything is connected. I'll tell you the definition of ezer, 1 second, but everything is connected. The Great Commission and a woman's, God's plan for a woman, her role in the church, her role in the family, her role in world affairs. All of that is connected. And as we speed towards whatever's ahead, whether we're around for another 100, 200,000, I don't know. But as we speed ahead, things are looking darker every day. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, I've read the book.
In the ending, yeah, you read the book. And so we know. And so it's time for us to throw everything we have at Great Commission work and at church work. And so we have powerful women.
How easy is it just, I mean, let's talk a little bit about that. Okay. How easy is it in that landscape to just come, Jesus, come?
Well,
but there's work to be done. And you mentioned you that, and I know that's part of where you're headed, but yeah, it's something that more and more, I don't know if it's the gray hair or what, but more and more I have to purpose to know that there's work still to be done.
Well, here in the West, and I say that, I mean, all the first world, we don't really use that term anymore, but all the developed countries are living pretty cushy lives. Mm-hmm. Right. And so it's in the areas of persecution in the dark corners of the world where people understand what work for the Lord, the Great Commission, spread the gospel, build the body of Christ, build a church. They understand what that means. And our cushiness, I believe, has just put us in this spot where we're comfortable lounging. You know, okay, so maybe I said God bless you to the checkout girl at the grocery store, or maybe I pulled over and helped someone with a flat tire. All that is wonderful, wonderful things to do.
But that person who had a flat tire had a car to get in to go to work, which they routinely do. This is part of what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. The flat tire, it's kind of a first world problem. Get out and change it. Be careful.
Right.
But no, I mean, right now on the air, we've been talking about the clean water campaign through GFA World, mm-hmm. and creating Jesus wells through villages in Asia, and reminding people there's people elsewhere, millions of them, who walk hours a day to get water, clean water.
Right.
And are you thirsty? You know, yeah. Either I have bottled water for you, filtered water for you, or you can go over to the Albuquerque tap. Yeah. And within 30 seconds.
Well, there's 15 brands of bottled water, yeah. Fiji water. Yeah.
Sorry.
I felt like you were kind of going there
and that's kind of the first world stuff that we take for granted.
Right. And I think being so cushy, protected, having such layers of comfort around us, that becomes a little bit of maybe an idol or a distraction. And we get real focused on that. Like right now, and this is another subject, but I'm house hunting and I'm finding myself a little bit obsessed about it when I should just let it go, right? So I understand living in a culture.
I have a feeling when you do that, he's going to have something amazing for
amazing.
You.
Just as long as it's peaceful, that's all.
Don't give
I
up
need.
The work. Keep looking for it.
Yeah. Well, I will. And I certainly
But be
will.
Anxious for nothing, but with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving.
Yes. Let all your requests be known to the Lord.
I
and
just
the peace
went
that
there.
Surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds.
That's for you, sister.
Yes, thank you. I receive it. Well, let me tell you about this Easter word.
Okay.
Because this really plays into it, because women have such a powerful role to play. And I'm not talking about complementarianism versus egalitarianism. I am talking about a God-given role. It doesn't matter. The argument of whether a woman should be a pastor or not, people keep saying, oh, you must believe that because you believe women can be strong, you must believe that women can step into leadership roles or a pastorate. And I'm like, well, no, I believe 100% of what Paul said in Ephesians, that we women play a role. It's because we're a shadow of heaven. We're a metaphor. So we're playing this role. It doesn't have anything to do with our power. It doesn't have anything to do with our motivation. And this is where everything gets tripped up. So when God looked at Adam, brought all the animals before him and said, we're looking for a helper, but none of the animals were found suitable, right? Then he goes, well, we're going to make you a helper. And he said, we're going to make you an easer. and it's E-Z-E-R, and that is the word he used. It is translated. Being married to a Bible translator and working in a translation organization, words matter. Helpmate in the English language has a servant connotation, as or like an assistant or an apprentice. But helper, ezer, in the Hebrew.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Completer?
No.
Well, not better half.
No.
Nope.
Although those were. Hero.
Oh, wow.
Right? So the word is used 21 times in the Old Testament. Twice it's referred to the woman that God made. Three times it is referred to the very powerful nations surrounding Israel, that God was telling Israel, you need to go to this Ezer nation to help rescue you from the enemies in the south.
Mm.
The other 16 times in the Bible, it is a word that God refers to himself when he is talking about riding in and rescuing Israel from her troubles.
Is it the same? Now, Paracletus is the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Because you see where I was going.
Yes, I absolutely see where you were going. But Ezer, the help woman, and this is, if you really get into the study of deeper into the roles of male and female and some things that happened in the garden, which you can find in my upcoming Bible study. But what we find is the woman was to be a spiritual guard. Why would the man need a helpmate? That's the first question. Why would God make this beautiful man and then say, you need a helper? So something was missing, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't like he needed a secretary. What he needed was a spiritual guard. The woman is equipped with intuition, right? Wouldn't you agree with that? That we often can have a sense, sometimes a gut about something.
Got about 2 minutes.
Okay. So what the woman's role was to help him with the evil, to help guard him. And that's why it's so devastating that Eve was taken by Satan and convinced to sin, because she was supposed to be the guard. So that's just the beginning.
Well, and to hear more, right? Go mm-hmm. to She Heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify.
Wherever you get your podcast, it's the She Heard podcast with Lori Green Westlake. And you'll find information on LoriGreenWestlake.com as well. And we're going to have you back in. With Faith Comes by Hearing, but also find out, what you're up to with She Heard.
You got it. I love it.
We appreciate.
I like talking to you.
We appreciate your time today, and pray that Lori would find the house that God would deem right for her family. She's right in the midst of it.
Thank you so much.
And stay with us every weekday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Thanks for joining us today for ABQ Connect.
Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.